This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has confirmed its third measles case this year, this time in Archuleta County in the southwest part of the state. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The adult resident's vaccination history is unknown, and they did not travel outside of Colorado. Current evidence shows the case is also likely not linked to recent cases in Pueblo or Denver. That means it may have come from community transmission within the state. The person sought care at a medical clinic in Pagosa Springs. They were contagious from March 26th to April 3rd and may have exposed others at three Pagosa Springs locations, including Wolf Creek Ski Resort. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up 15% compared to this time last year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In March, the program received more than 2,800 reports, down slightly from February. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school safety. March reports included a person reported that a student assaulted another person in class, causing injury. School teams investigated and are working with the student's parents to create a safety plan. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Uncertainty on Wall Street continues this week, and a Colorado financial planner has some advice. Elena Macy at Bloom Wealth Advisors in Boulder says long-term investors should ride out the ups and downs. Short-term is another story.
Especially for those in retirement, people who are tapping into their portfolio, you need to make sure that the money you need now and in the near future is out of the market for you. So this would be the time to really look at your risk tolerance, and do you have a now bucket of money that you are going to need now.
There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.